Predators general manager David Poile is on the line. If you have not heard, the team has gone out and acquired forward Mike Fisher, who will be reunited in Nashville with his wife, who happens to be country music star Carrie Underwood. So the question may come up, did the Predators acquire Carrie Underwood and a player to be named today? I just thought I'd throw that out there. Bottom line is Mike Fisher is a goal scorer. He is a consistent 20-goal-plus-per-year guy, and that's what the Predators have gotten, and it is a significant move in their road to solidify themselves as they get ready for this final 6 weeks and the playoff run. As we mentioned, David Poile is on the line with us. David, did you like my play on words there as to what the team acquired?
I'm just the hockey guy. I made a hockey deal today, George. If there's some residual effect that more fans are interested in hockey because of Mike and Carrie Fisher, I'll be very happy.
Well, tell us a little bit about how all this played out and how you were able to pull this off.
Well, Mike Fisher is a very good player and one of Ottawa's best guys, both on the ice and off the ice, and the community does a great job. A couple of years ago, they were one of the best teams in the NHL, but this year they've just totally fallen off. There's been a lot of things that have happened to their team, and none of it has been good. I'm sure maybe a month ago, I'm sure Ottawa never even contemplated trading Mike Fisher, but they've now lost, I think, 10 games in a row. They've lost 17 out of 18. They're just in a tailspin, and they're clearly, with what they've done today, started to, I guess you'd call it a rebuilding process back in Ottawa. So, you know, we gave them a big piece today to do that in our first-round pick and potentially another draft choice if we have some playoff success. But for us, it's a good day. You know, last year at in the offseason, we traded our number one center, Jason Arnott. We recovered nicely by getting Matthew Lombardi in as a free agent. But as everyone knows, Lombardi got concussed in his second game with the Predators and has been unavailable to play. And that's left us pretty well shorthanded all year long. And I think getting Fisher, that it just really solidifies our four lines. It puts everybody back in the right spot in the lineup, if you will, to be able to make a good contribution and fulfill their role. And this should be a lot of fun for the remainder of the season, and it's going to be tight just getting in the playoffs. But I think we've got a guy that can really help us in the playoffs, in Mike Fisher.
David, when you first started down this road of either inquiring about Fisher or they inquired to you, and hopefully you'll tell me which one here in a minute, did you feel at the beginning, hey, this is probably never going to happen, or more of a, hey, this really got a shot?
Well, I thought at the beginning, I heard some little rumblings. They started losing some games, and you're always in touch with each other as managers. And I just approached Brian Murray and said, you know, I know you got lots on your platter, and you're probably going to make some changes. But if you were ever going to move Mike Fisher, give me a call. And about a week later, about last week, he gave me a call just saying that they got so much going on, they're going to move quite a few guys, and they would at least entertain some situations. So I pretty well talked to him every day since then, and again, another loss last night certainly didn't help their cause. And, you know, we talked yesterday, and then we talked again a couple times this morning, and finally made the deal.
By the way, just to set the record straight, when he called you, that's when you should have called me.
And?
So I would have known, we could have put it out there, you know, gotten all the stuff going. Next time, remember to call me ahead of time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I got it.
David, tell me this. This is a little bit of a switch from past operating procedure. Normally, you've been stockpiling. Now you're willing to trade some picks, which ought to send everybody the message that David Poile thinks this team's got a real shot not only to get in, but to maybe advance.
I'm glad that you're saying that, because that's exactly the way I feel. I mean, when our goaltending has been terrific, our defensive play has been terrific, our defense is really good. You know, the thing that comes back to sort of our Achilles heel is the fact that we, on occasion, don't score enough. I mean, you know, there's been a lot of documentation last week or so that whenever we score three goals, we almost win every game. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get those three goals on a regular basis. And I think with Fisher, I mean, he's scored 20 or more goals for the last 5 years. So he's not a top-end goal scorer, but he scores enough. And, you know, I just think what I said earlier, everybody being in the right position, if we can just get a little bit healthier with a couple of our players, I really feel good about the hockey club. The whole NHL is so close. I mean, you can see that in the standings
today. It's unbelievable.
But I think we get Fisher here. He does his thing. I think we could do some damage in the playoffs, no question about it.
David Poile joining us here upon acquiring Mike Fisher, centerman from the Ottawa Senators. And, David, one thing that I think is worth noting on this trade, too, in the past when you've traded a prime draft pick like a first-rounder, it's been for a quote-unquote rental player. But Mike Fisher is signed long-term.
Yeah, he signed for two more years, and that's the part that I'm very, very happy about, because these rental deals that you make at the last second, I mean, it's almost like a home run or a strikeout, and more times than not, it seems to be a strikeout. So, you know, we did that with, you know, Peter Forsberg, which, again, I thought that was still a great thing to try to do. It didn't quite work for us. But with Fisher, I mean, it should be good for us this year, and it should be good for the next several years. So there's a lot of good things to like about this trade today.
And everybody's excited about, you know, what he can do for this team this year. But long term, I know you always like to piece things together, and what does this do to the long term situation of who you've got signed. Are you happy with how he fits long term as well?
Exactly. I mean, we wouldn't have made the deal if we didn't feel that way. But, you know, I think and hope that, like, Matthew Lombardi is getting better. I mean, is he going to play sometime this year? I don't want to put the pressure on him that that's going to happen, but I know he's getting better, so I know he's going to play for us, whether it be at the end of this year or next year. Getting Fisher now and getting Lombardi for next couple of years, I really feel way better about our forwards today than I did yesterday.
Well, one thing, too, for people that have not seen him play much, and I'm guessing that there are a lot of our fans here in Nashville that have only seen him a time or two, but give us a thought of how he fits in, because he really looks like he does a lot of things, not just provide a little extra scoring punch. He can play in a lot of situations for you.
Well, I think they use him, you know, as oftentimes a guy that plays against the top lines. He's big, so he can physically wear on the other team. And that's probably another thing I should point out. I mean, he's played 75 playoff games. That's more than any player on our roster has played. And that's something, again, as a manager and talking to Barry, that we're sorely missing is that playoff experience. So, like we were just talking amongst ourselves, like, say, playing a top team like San Jose, where Joe Thornton, who's a big man, he plays big minutes. I mean, most times David Leguan would go up against him, but maybe didn't have the stamina or endurance to play as many minutes as Thornton. Now we got a kind of a 1-2 punch, and instead of being on the defense, maybe we're on the offense against a team like San Jose, and that would be a huge change for us.
If you can, and this is always a moving target, I'm sure, but other fans are saying, okay, is this the move? Is this it? Now that they've made this move, will you still be interested in finding maybe more, I don't want to say spare parts, but other role players that might be able to help you?
You know, I think we have lots of depth. I mean, my biggest wish between now and the end of the season is we get healthy. I mean, we've got you know, a couple of guys out that fulfill some really good roles for us, and, you know, if we get them back in our lineup, I think we get good depth at every position. I'm happy with the goaltending, as I said earlier, happy with the defense. Need and want to get Francis Bouillon back on defense. And our forwards, I mean, O'Reilly will be back near the end of the regular season. Jordan Tutu, I hope, will return shortly. So we've got some guys that can come back and give us that depth and play some roles. So I don't think we need too much. I think we need to see how Fisher fits in, who he plays with, and what kind of success we have in the next couple of weeks. If something was to go wrong between now and then we get a little bit more active. But right now I feel pretty good about our team and just want to get our guys healthy.
Last thing real quick, Brian Murray, the Senators GM, was quoted today. He said, Mike Fisher thanked me for where I placed him. He thought if he was going anywhere, that Nashville was his number one place to go. Obviously, he likes what's going on here. We mentioned the periphery thing that I guess is outside of the hockey deal, but I'm sure he must have admired what was happening here. Did he have the ability to veto any kind of trade? Did he have a non-trade?
No, he had a no trade for the first 2 years of his contract, but not for the last 2 years. But I thank Brian Murray for that too. I think again, I have to believe there was lots of teams that are interested in Fisher, and I appreciate him accommodating him if that's how Fisher feels. I mean, I think it's a good fit for he and his wife. both on and off the ice. And again, he's a pretty loyal guy. I mean, I know when I talked to him, he was pretty much in shock that he was traded, and he was very, very loyal to Ottawa. But I think just give him a few games down here in Nashville, get a couple of wins under our belt, I think that Mike Fisher will be a Predator for a long time and be happy to be one.
David, and I would think maybe, who knows, between first and second period, you never know who may be out there.
You never know.
Hey, congratulations on pulling the deal, and appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Okay, guys, thank you.